Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, coming to you from Mount Vernon, Illinois. We're thankful for this opportunity. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. We want to exalt Him. And we want you to join in. And let's have a great time of praise and worship together in Jesus' name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is with great joy and expectation that I greet you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, coming from the Old Testament prophet. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Wonderful words of life. I think I'm going to read that again. Zephaniah 3:17. Let's worship the Lord and praise Him for this as I read. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Reminds me of the New Testament scripture teaching us that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. Our God is a God of joy and rejoicing and love. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful Savior. He's not a God to dread. He is a God to worship. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. And I hope that you're inviting someone to worship with you from time to time on this broadcast ministry. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, tell them about our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can hear the service anytime. Just click the Listen Online link. Select the day that you want. And also on the front page, contributions can be made with your debit or credit card. It is a safe transaction. Page 174 in the Beloved Songs and Hymns hymnal. Everybody will be happy over there. Praise God. Clap your hands. Let's sing it together. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon their glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Whether fathers, sisters, brothers, we'll be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all ages will join in that triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will sing His praise. Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Let's praise Him and rejoice together. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by His grace and had brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise His name forever as we look upon His face. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. And according to those verses that I read to you earlier from Zephaniah, we can have some rejoicing and some joy and some happiness right now. While you're worshiping with us on this broadcast service, we are in the presence of a living, mighty God. Let's have a great time of rejoicing. When this service is over with and you've experienced the presence of the Lord, you can be a happy person. Your attitude can be adjusted during this time by the presence of the Lord and the worship of the Lord. You may have come on discouraged and sad, but we can close this service out with you being enthused and very, very happy. Our precious promise today from Psalms 103, verse 2. David said, "Forget not all His benefits, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Well, I'm older than I've ever been, but I want you to know that my youth has been renewed like the eagles. We may be old in age, but we can be young in heart. Hallelujah. Compared to the age that we'll be in eternity, we're all pretty young folks. Let's worship the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today again for the joy and the happiness, the peace and the satisfaction. Lord, the excitement, the power, the worship that we have. Lord, You've made our life so thrilling. We're so thankful today. I pray You'll minister to each one today. Lord, thank You for each one that's with us. And maybe someone, when they tuned in, were sad and discouraged or grieving or bereaved or for some reason, Lord, down in the dumps. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that You'll undertake today. I pray You'll speak to hearts. I pray that today will be the day You will lift each one up above the shadows, plant their feet on higher ground, turn their frowns into smiles, turn their sadness into joy, turn their grieving into laughter. Be, Lord, the sunshine of their soul. Brighten their day and help them to brighten the corner where they are. We thank You, Lord, today for this great experience we have in You. In Jesus' name. More And again today, I'll wait and give you the contact information at the end and not interrupt the flow of the service with a commercial. Be ready to take it down, if you will. From Isaiah 40:31, here's one entitled, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my plea. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Hallelujah. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed and my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. And the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website www.pentecostalradio.org. Just remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up.